You're invaluable. Jesus gave his life for you. That tells me how much God values you. So when I meet you, maybe in a beautiful body, decked out with diamonds, or like Papa Musoke, with rags and an odor that's offensive, I see God. I see the potential of God, of a Jesus person in this world. If I can just turn them around and change their ideas and let them relate to God and tell them about Jesus who paid for them, and that all they have to do is just accept his payment. It's all free. Then he'll come and live in them. And I say that to you tonight. I think I told you Sunday night. Out there in California, in Kenny Foreman's church, that beautiful church out there, Cathedral of Faith at San Jose, Ginger came in there, a prostitute for 7 years. She came from jail, and she apologized to Daisy. I don't look very good. Excuse the way I look. But says you don't look very good when you come out of jail. But she says, I come out of jail. And I told them I want to go get loaded. And they said, go get loaded. We're going to take you to church. I said, church. They brought her to church, and D.L. preached, and Ginger accepted the call and received Jesus. Next day, Daisy preached, and she come running on the sidewalk, Daisy, Daisy, she run and caught her and fell on her shoulders and wept like a baby. She says, I've got it, I got it, I'm going to have to go, but I found Jesus. I'm so happy. That night she came, we had her on the platform, she stood slumped over, kind of ashamed, being a prostitute all those years. Daisy was very wise working with her, and she came back and whispered to her some things. We didn't embarrass her. Next night she came back, dressed nice. Daisy had her up on the platform again. She put her shoulders back. She's about 5'10", and pulled herself to her full, proud stature of a Jesus person. Wow. That's what gospel is all about. If you're going to hang your head in shame, I'm sorry for you. I bring you an uplift message. You don't have to be in shame. That's why I say, pastors and preachers, let's don't load them more. They already got problems. They're in trouble enough without getting more from us. Oh, we got good news.
Amen.
It's good news we've got for the worst of people. For you tonight. I said, Papa, it's time for you to walk instead of crawl on your hips. He looked at me like he thought, what are you talking about, white men? I've heard white men are crazy, but this is crazy stuff. And the Spirit of the Lord was on me so hot. Oh, in me so hot. His compassions fail not, the Bible says. His mercies endure forever. 42 times it says that just in the Psalms alone. I said, Papa, I love you. I've come. I said, I'm the preacher. Looked at me searching, those his eyes wild look. Oh, it looks so empty. I said, Papa, listen to me. You don't have to stay that way. Jesus loves you. I'm the preacher. I said, you know, you came here. You came because you heard about the wonders. And I got a little nod on him on that. That registered. Well, I said, I'm the one that's up there. I'm Reverend Osborne. I'm Brother Osborne. I'm the man that's been up there talking. You've been hearing my voice over the microphone. I saw you over there, pinched in against a wall. I wanted to help you. I said, Pa, I'm down here with you. I want to pray for you. Jesus loves you. And what God did to all those people out there on the field, God wants to heal you, Papa. You've crawled long enough. And I was getting hot. Oh, boy. Thank you, Jesus, for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus, that you're in me. Say, thank you, Jesus, that you're in me. I open my heart to let you use me, to speak through me, and to heal through me, and to lift through me. Thank you, Lord. I'm your temple.
I'm
your good news voice. I'm your friendly voice. Hallelujah. I said, Papa, I'm going to pray for you. And Jesus is going to heal you. And you're going to get up and you're not going to crawl anymore on your hips. And still, I didn't get a rise of any kind. But oh, I was hot. And I put my hands on him. That dear little interpreter was right there with me. He's so sweet, interpreting every word. Out of my belly, I cried, oh, you spirit of infirmity, come off of this dear old man and leave him here forever. And that's all I said to the devil, because I don't believe in fussing with the devil. Sometimes, you know, he likes an audience, and don't give him much audience. He ain't worth it. He's a killer. And then I leaned there. I was on my knees down in the dirt with him, and I pulled him to me. I breathed. Oh, I don't know. I guess the Holy Ghost. I imparted love to him. I loved him. I loved him in Jesus' name. Love people in Jesus' name. Love people in Jesus' name. You'll be amazed what power you have when you let Jesus love people and not ever judge them. Not ever, ever. Just love them like they are. And I loved him. And I cried out to the Lord. I said, oh, Father, thank you. And the crowd, they were packed. They were just breathless there. Oh, Father, let your health go into every cell in this man's body and bones and ligaments, muscles, whatever it is. We love him. We heal him. I quit. I told the interpreter, help me. And I thought of Peter and John after they prayed for that guy that was crippled in his mother's womb. Then they took him by the hands and lifted him up. You know, we read a lot of things in the Bible. We see halos over them and make them real easy. But it was very practical. Very practical. That old man didn't look any different when I got through loving him and praying for him, making the devil go off him. You couldn't tell anything was different when I started in. You got to believe what you're talking about. Well, you do. That's a good part of it. Thank God we believe what we're talking about. I got up. I told the interpreter, I said, help me. Take him in the arm. And we pulled him up. I said, Papa, I don't know how long since you've done this, but you're going to get up. And we pulled him up. His old legs, they wouldn't hardly go straight. We pulled him up on him. And him just scared. Like, what you going to do with him? You're going to kill me? You're going to break me? What you going to do? You're going to take me away somewhere? What you going to do? I mean, just that pagan. I pulled him up. I said, now, walk. And I made him put a foot forward. Well, you know the story. A little bit better. A little bit better. And the people started clapping and breaking out and crying. Some folks screaming with joy. I mean, they wouldn't have... They felt like they were right there with Jesus. Well, what's the difference? He's in us. What's the difference? And when Jesus stopped by the beggar Bartimaeus, no different, folks. We're the same. The apostolic days are here.
Hallelujah.
It's the same thing. It's the same now where you are. Hallelujah. You think I'm telling this for a show? I'm telling this because I know you're lonely. You're forsaken. You may stick in another way. Excuse the term, kind of crude. If I think about it, I'd use a different term. But you, lonely, forsaken, sleeping with people that's not your friends. It's no different, friend. We can be dressed up clean and freshly bathed with perfume. But when we're lonely inside, it hurts. When you're scared to die, it hurts. When you don't know what the future is, it hurts. When you're afraid God is mad at you, it hurts. and you think God's going to get you, it hurts. And when you hurt somebody, it hurts awful in you. And when you've been cruel to someone, abused your wife or your husband or your children, incest is rampant across this land, it hurts. And when it's over, if there's a moment of feel good, oh, the hurt. And some of you are feeling that hurt right now. I don't want to make the hurt worse. I want to say, there's a cure for the hurt. God's not mad at you. He loved you even while you were doing it. He's paid for you. I said, come on, Papa, walk. Come on, Papa. Come on. And by that time, he was walking, and oh, boy, he was smiling. Do you know, how long do you suppose since a man like that has smiled? You know, a smile is a priceless gift. He was smiling. Life was coming. Hope was coming. Oh, it was beautiful. And I had him walking back and forth. The crowd was stopped. They didn't care. I didn't care. Boy, we was having a camp meeting. The meeting was going on out there. Back and forth. Papa was up and going. Amen. And I said, then I stopped it and I hugged him and I dragged on him. And I said, now, Papa, listen. I want to do more for you. Jesus loves you. We want to show his love to you. Will you come back tomorrow? Yeah. Yeah. Well, I said, tomorrow we're going to have some money and we're going to get you some clothes. So you're going to look nice. I said, Papa, you're a wonderful man. You don't have to sleep with the dogs. You're wonderful. You're as wonderful as me. He'd look at me in them clothes I had on. And you know, whoever told him he's nice. Oh, I said, Papa, it's terrific. You're my brother. I called out to the people because they were thick, just over the heads I was trying to yell. Anybody here, will you take Papa with you, take him home, give him a bed tonight? Will you cook him some nice soup? Give him some bread that he can soak in the soup? Make the soup good and nourish him up? I thought about Jesus. He's that little dead girl. Everybody thinks she jumped and run around everywhere. Well, languishing away in fever for days, maybe weeks. Poor little bony frame. Jesus come in, touched her, brought her to life, but she had languished away. No strength. He got her eyes open, got her set up. She got up, but he said, now feed her. Feed her, nourish her up. See, get her to going good. You know, God's work's practical too. I said, we'll take him and feed him up, fix him up good, take care of him tonight, and bring him to me tomorrow on the platform. Who will do it? I couldn't get anybody. I was shocked. I thought everybody would run to do that. I couldn't get anybody to. It seemed that, you know, that those village people seemed like they were awestruck. They were afraid. You know, Jesus is here. You know, almost whole. It'd be too holy for me to do. See, he's just in people. And I was sorry about that, but in a little bit, here come elbowing through just like he owned the world, a good-looking, young, nice Ugandan fella, good shoulders on him, very young, I don't believe he was 20, came through smiling, sympathetic, nice. He says, I will. Boy, all of his force was in that. I said, thank you. I said, do you promise to cook him nice food? Yes. Will you give him a good place to rest? Yes. Will you take care of him? Yes. Will you bring him tomorrow to the platform to me like he is? Yes. Do you promise? Yes. I said, I believe you. And he went away, and I got back in the little billy goat, and we went on home. And come back the next day, and I holler. I went up the microphone, and we walked up there. I said, where's Papa Musoke? Where's Papa Musoke? Nobody knew who Papa Musoke was. And I told the people then the story. And you can imagine, you know, it's hard to get through a story like that out there without them getting healed. And I'd have to say, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. No, not now. You got healed. just stay where you are. Wait, I want to show you this. And pretty soon we found him. And they brought him up on the platform. There he stood in those old rags, looking at that old dirty thing still on his head. And they found the young fellow and brought him up there and smiling and looked so proud. I said, well, fella, I trusted you. I trusted you with a precious package. You had a miracle at your house last night. You cooked for a miracle. And we bragged on him. And you know what? Found out he wasn't even a Christian. Wasn't even saved. I said, hey, have you accepted this Jesus? No. I said, do you want to? He said, yes, I do. I said, are you ready to? He said, yes, I am. I said, well, then let's do it. And I told him what to say. And he lifted up his heart and said it. And I wish you could have seen the beautiful new person that he became. And so then I had a pastor come up. And I said, pastor, I want you to take Papa and I want you to take him to town. I want you to give him a good bath, clean him up, feed him good. Bring Daisy and me the bill and fix him up good. And then the people start giving some money. We had to stop them. You know, I don't know how much they'd have given. Those poor people didn't have any. They'd dig down, get that old dirty money up there. And so we got quite a pile of it. I don't know how much, a handful of it. And the preacher, I said, preacher, well, after you bathe him and fix him up, feed him good every time he can eat, feed him good, then go buy him nice suit and nice shoes and a nice necktie and fix him up and bring him back tomorrow. And I want to tell you the next day, I wish the world could have seen. You know, we don't video those things. I'll tell you, that ought to have been videoed. The next day, there we had him and Damiano. And Damiano, I forgot to tell the story the other night. We sent for new clothes for him. I said, get the nicest you can get. They got him in a nice blue suit and a black velvet necktie. Can you believe it? And I'll tell you, when Damiano would sit on that platform, and he'd smile, and when I'd look at him, I'd say, look at him. He'd always cross his legs and do this, and smile. Necktie, sparkling in the light. I'm telling you, and then there was Papa Musoke, smiling like a new angel. And he stood up there on the platform. You that get Faith Digest will see these pictures. Beautiful Daisy came. She was there with me through all this, and she stood there, and Papa Musoke stood beside her. Wow, that brought out the best in him. He really stretched himself like a gentleman and stood there. And there we were with Papa Musoke and Damiano, two jewels out of the rough. Diamonds for God. Hallelujah. Because that's the gospel we preach. That's the gospel we preach. Hallelujah. That's why I read those things to you that I read. I will not cease to pray and cry out on their behalf until they shine forth in righteousness and in the glory of their salvation. Never again will they be called the land God forgot. Your new name will be the land of God's delight. For the Lord delights in you and claims you as his own. Oh, to the preachers and the messengers and the Christians and believers of the world, I say the next verse. By the way, this is Isaiah 61 and Isaiah 62 in the Living Bible. Isn't that nice and new to hear those terms? You pick up new phrases. See, it's beautiful. And I say to you, give God no rest until he establishes this new breed and makes them respected and admired throughout the earth. Go out! Go out! Prepare the roadway for the people to come to God. Build the roads. Pull out the boulders. Raise the flag. See, the Lord has sent his messengers to every land to say, tell the people, I'm coming to save you. I bring many gifts, and you shall be called the holy people, the Lord's redeemed. That's Papa Musoke, that's Damiano, and that's you. And so now, come close to God. Jesus made it possible. He created us to be like Him. But then Adam and Eve sinned and didn't believe His word and turned away from Him and forsook His way. And the soul that sinneth shall die. The wages of sin is death. But God said, Ezekiel 18, I have no pleasure in the soul of him that dieth. First Peter 3, the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to change your mind about God to repentance and believe. Believe what? Believe that God loved you so much that He would not, He could not quit on you. Oh, I love Him. Believe that He was so passionate to have you as His friend that He gave His only begotten Son to suffer the penalty and the judgment of every sin you have ever committed, today, yesterday, and throughout life. Jesus was judged and died and was punished in your name. What's your name? Call out your name out loud. Say it, first name. He died in your name. Now you can live in His name. He comes to you now and says to you, the bottom line is, look at the cross. I died for you. After His resurrection, He appeared. He said, behold my hands. Here's my side. In India, a Hindu had a vision of Jesus while I was preaching. He hated us. Wanted to drive us out of town. While I was praying to that field of people, that Hindu, arrogant, resistant, saw Jesus. Jesus opened His hands. There were the nail prints. He says, behold my hands. I am Jesus. What did that mean? See, I value you. See, I died for you. See, I paid for you. See, I need you. I want you. I want to be your friend. I created you for this life. I paid for your wrong. You don't have to be punished. If you believe on me, you'll never come in condemnation. You have life and health and cure and be called the land of delight, the redeemed of the Lord. Will you accept that now? I want everyone in here and everyone there who will say, Brother Osborne, maybe you've never been saved, only had religion or something, or you'll say, once I was saved, but I drifted away from God, or you'll say, tonight, I don't know why, but I'm not right with God. If I would die or Christ would come, I'm not ready to die. I would be lost. I want to pray for you. I want everyone here like that will say, Brother Osborne, I'm not right with God. You do it there too. But I believe in what you preached, and I believe in your prayers, and I want to be in on this prayer now. Put up your hand. Let me see it. Hold it up. Hold it up. Let me see. God bless you. Everyone, you too. Raise them up right there in the church. Now, I want you to stand up and come here right now. And I want you to stand up and come forward. Right now, you in the church, get up and step to the front in Jesus' name. Step forward and receive Jesus right now. Come on. It's time to go. It's up to you. Come on. And I want one other thing. I want everyone here that is sick and you want to be best, and you want to receive his life and heal you, you step up here with these. Come closer where I can reach you. You come up here and stand with these. Come to stand up, move forward. God bless you, and God bless you people, and God bless you. Give me your hand. Give me your hand. God bless you. Now I want this congregation to stand, please. Now I want you to stretch out your hand. Welcome. Welcome. I want you to stretch out your hand to these people right now toward them. And I want you to put your hand on your heart. And I want you to say this after me. Repeat it right out loud with them. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe the message of love. I believe that though I've been lonely, you love me all the time. I'm sorry for my past, but I thank you that you paid for it. Your blood was shed for me, for the remission of my sins. I am forgiven. I thank you, Lord. I do not have to suffer for my sins. Never. Not now. Not ever. But right now, I honor Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, because there, O Lord, you suffered for me. You bore my punishment. You took my judgment. And I am free forever. In the name of Jesus, I thank you now for life and peace and salvation in my life. Now I am no longer forsaken. I am the Lord's delight. God delights in me. Now open your eyes and look up toward heaven. Say, now God delights in me. I'm not forsaken. I have a friend, Jesus Christ, who died for me and blessed me. Right now, I am the redeemed of the Lord. I feel peace in my soul. I feel joy in my heart.